We are learning Maseknas the Daram Daf Vavam Beis, and we are starting nine lines from the top. Itmar, Ezu Mita of Ezu Dargish. We just explained the difference between Mita and Dargish, and this, we're going to continue on with the same idea. Ezu Mita of Ezu Dargish. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Mita is Mesagin Oysa Agaba. Mita, you tie the strings on top of the frame, and then you put a mattress on top of that. Dargish Mesagin Oysa Magufa. A Dargish, you actually sew the leather mat in, but with loops into the walls of the frame. In the frame, megufa, in the walls of the frame, not on top of the frame, in the walls of the frame, you put through the strings, and that's how you tie it to. That's the difference between a mita and a darkish. Meisve, Masyakasha, Mishnah and Caleb. It says, Kli eitz, me'emisai mekabun tumma. The loch is that a keli is only mekabel tumah when it's completed. When is it called completed? When is a kli eitz called completed and it's mekabel tumah? It says amita va'arisa mishishufim ba'ar adag. Amita, a bed, and arisa is a crib for babies. Mishishufim ba'ar adag. When you smear it with the skin of a fish, and that makes it smooth. That's what makes it mekabel tumah. If mita is mistareges agaba, if the mita you put on top, lomali shifes ad aradag, if you're actually putting the strings of the mita on top of it, why does it have to be smooth? Who cares what it looks like? It's being covered by the strings of that it used for the mattress. Lomali shifes aradag. So Moshe tried to make a right from here that all beds are woven into the frame of the bed. So Moras changes. Moras says, you're right. Both Mita and Dargish are called Magufan. Difference is like this. Mita, the strings actually tie into the walls. Masha'enkein, Dargish, that out of the walls come these loops, and you tie the leather to the loops. So the difference is that's not mamish tied directly into the frame. It's tied into loops that are hanging out of the frame. That's the difference between a mita and a dargish. Rav Yaakov, Rebbe, mita shenakliteh yoytzim. You have a bed and you want to make a canopy of it. So at the base of the bed and at the head of the bed, you put this tall post, and then you put a rod across it, horizontally across it, and then you droop a sheet on top of it, and that turns the canopy. So this bed, you can't turn over because you have those posts just in a little tip. You can't just tip that over. So what do you do by zayk kaif mesamita? So this, you stand up, and that's good enough. Mita shanai kutel, yoytzim zayk, you stand up and die, it's good enough. Amri Yaakov ha'idu, amri v'shu, amri levi, alok v'shu, amri paskin v'shu, amri gamil. We paskin, like v'shu, amri legabe, the turning over the mita that we had before that by dargish you matir karvitov, so you paskin that halacha that when it comes to a dargish, a leather bed, all you have to do is loosen the strings, and that's enough for being yaitzah din of kaifanes hamita. Zok to mishtavaita. Hanoidim in the ear. Someone says he's not going to have hana from the city or go into the city. Let's say he takes Lakewood. He's not going to go into the city of Lakewood. Mutil comes to tchum. Let it go into the tchum of the city. The halacha is that a city, let it walk 2,000 amos out of the city. So 2,000 amos out of the city, let it go in. That's not called a city. Tchum is not called a city. Mutil comes to tchum shal yir. We also comes to the yiburish shal yir. You're not going to the yiburish shal yir. What is the yiburish shal yir? The Ran's printed on daf nivavam and aleph. The Ran learns the yiburish shal yir means 70 amos out of the city. That's called yiburish shal yir. That's called part of the city. Masheket the mafarish learns a little different shot. The halacha is in Maseches Erevin that if you have like the city is not even around the end, and has one house sticking out, the loch is square it out. It means in that square that you square out, that's called the Ibur Shir. Loch is being pregnant, the Ibur Shir. Akapadim, that you're not going to the Ibur, you're allowed to go into the Tchum. Avanoidim Rabayis, but if you ask a house, also the Agavafnim, the whole is only from the door and inside. That means if you stand in the door frame, so you picture the door closed. Anything the door closed and in is called inside. But anything out of where the door closes, even though you're on top of the door post and in the door frame, the halacha is that's called outside the house. So only when I got filifnim from the door where the door closes to the inside is that called inside the house. But a city, 70 amos out of the city is still called a city. So how do you know Debur de Masa Kamasadami. How do you know the Ibur of a city is considered a city? On Rav Yechon, on a cross, it's a pasuk by Yeshua, Vayehi b'yoyis Yeshua b'yericha, v'yisein v'yarvini ish, oimer d'legda, the famous story of the Malach. It says, Shua is in Yericha. What are you talking about? Yericha was closed up. No one could go into Yericha. Might be Yericha. Let me Yericha, Mamash. V'achsev, it says in the pasuk, v'yericha segeres and mesugeres v'pnei Yisrael, in Yitzvim ba. It was closed up from Klai Yisrael. They couldn't go in, go out. They had to break down the walls. The whole story in with Yericha and Yeshua. So what are you talking about? He was not inside Yericha. El Shmami, no, Bibura, Bibura. He was in the Ibur Shalir. It was called, and it still says, Vayihi bi Yoyis Yeshua bi Yericha. You see, he was in Yericha. Freddy the Gemara, if that's the case, maybe he was in the Tchum. How do you know? Maybe it's Raya Tchum is called the city. Eim HaFil B'Tchumah. No, the Gemara says, no. Aksiv B'Tchumah, it says, by Tchum, it says the Pasuk in the Torah, Uma Adoysa Mechutz Leir. It calls it Mechutz Leir. So you see, the Tchum is called Chutz Leir. That's talking about 2000 Amos, that Pasuk. So you see, it's called Chutz Leir. Like upon him, so you see from this psukim that Ibra Shel Ir is called in the city. Tchum is called out of the city. Now again, this question came a bunch of times. If Adarim is lost from the Adam, so why bring Raya from psukim? So there's two mahalchim to answer this question. The Shami Adarim here answers, Al Pi Aran, printed Dafnut Hei and Beis. This whole thing, they go lost from the Adam, only if we talk lost from the Kaddish. If we talk lost from the Kaddish, so we see lost from the Adam, what do you mean? When you say Ir, what do you mean? But the bottom line is, we don't talk lost from the Kaddish. We talk English, or we talk Hebrew. If writ, we don't talk Lashon HaKadosh. So there's no Lashon B'nai Adam by us. So then, it reverts back to Lashon B'nai Taira. The Lashon of Taira, that's how it goes. That's how one Mahalach is. Api the Ran, Nafnun Heim Abayz. That's how the Shalmi Dharam learns. Others want to tie them that when you don't know how to teach, you go with Lashon of Taira. If you know how to teach, Lashon B'nai Adam. If you don't have a Lashon B'nai Adam, similar Pshat. If you don't have Lashon B'nai Adam, you go Basa Lashon Taira. And therefore, we bring Rav Meir that in the Pasuk in Yeshua, that's called Biyaricha in the Eber, but the Taira says that Tchum is called Chutz Leir. Zok to Gemara Vayta. No idea min Abayis. Ain also min Agav Afnim. Someone asked from Abayis, and he also from the Agav Vilafnim. Av min Agav Vilachutz, Lot. But from the Agav Vilachutz, which means from the door and out, that's not called in the Abayis. Mosiv Ramari, that's your kasha. It says by a nega in a house, you go to the Kohen and say, can nega never leave Abayis? It says, V'yotzak, so Kohen goes to check it out. The Yotzah Koyim and Abayis, El Pesach Abayis, the Hiskir's Abayis, Shuvas Yom. The Koyim leaves the Abayis, El Pesach Abayis, the Hiskir's Abayis, Shuvas Yom. Gemara Darsh like this. Yochel Yelech LeBeis of Yaskir. Maybe he could go to his own house and take a string and shut the door closed from his own house. Could he do that? Tamalim El Pesach Abayis. He goes to the Pesach of this Abayis to close it. El Pesach Abayis, Yochel Lam Tachas Amashkir, maybe he stands under the door frame, but Yaskir will close it. Let's go out of the whole house. He stands outside the mashgrave, the yaskir, and closes it. If he goes to his house and he did it like that way, he stands under the door frame, the hiskir, and he closes the shiskir muskir that works. Anyway, you do it. What shver is, then this brice, it sounds like that without the pasuk v'yotzim min habayis, you would stand in the mashkoif, and that would be called in the bayis. It says the pasuk says that you have to leave the bayis. What does that mean? Leave the mashkoif. What do you mean? Even under the mashkoif, as long as you agaf v'lechutz, that's called out of the house. So why do you have to leave the mashkoif? It's called leaving the house if you're standing ma'agaf v'lechutz. So, like the Ran says, when the atzukei hachi alma kosu tachas hamashkev, apishu mina agav v'lechutz havachabayis. Since we made you leave the mashkev, it's mashma. Anytime you're in the door frame, even though you're outside when the door closes, the lach is in the house. That kasha nos. And for the Gemara, you're right. Really, you're out of the house by being outside where the door closes. But here it's an extra pasuk for yotzav and habayis. You have to leave even more. Shana ga habayis chiv and habayis actually yitz and habayis kuloi. It says yotzav min habayis, and with the extra words min habayis, so that teaches us that you have to leave. You have to leave mamish the bayis kuloi, even more than the regular place, even more than that. And therefore, you have to leave in the mashkev. But really, ma'agav lechutz is not called a house. But here it says yotzav min habayis. You have to leave more, and therefore you have to leave even the mashkev. That's what comes out, and that's what we answer the kasha from the Brisa.